Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart.
Great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. This is our prophetic gathering. We are kicking off a new year, and you know by now, we do not count the days. We should be in some sort of a flow by now, ready to make this an awesome and amazing 2017. Well, beloved, I pray that you had a great weekend and that you spent some time in daily reflection and that you were chewing on the word and meditating on the word, and you are ready now to give this second week in this brand new year all of you. Again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you. So with that being said, let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we bring ourselves present right here, right now, to the sacred moment. And we sit in this space, fully awake, fully alert, fully present. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we come to this place of stillness, we come to this place of calm and balance. We turn our focus inward and we tap into our rich inner life of the kingdom of God within. And we feel the Holy Spirit's presence being activated now. Yes, yes. Next good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we're so thankful and grateful for another day, for another opportunity. We are kissing a brand new day that has never been touched. We have a blank canvas, and we have been mandated to command our day. And God is in control, but you are in charge, and you will have exactly what you say. Wherever your attention goes, energy flows. And where energy flows, you are the creator of your realm of appearance. We are here, and I have so much that I want to share with you. We've had an awesome and amazing time in our global empowerment community on yesterday, and you're definitely going to want to get that recording in the package when we get this all together for you sometime this week. If we go all the way till Friday, then it'll be over the weekend when the entire package will be available. We laid so much down prophetically yesterday. We are in an awesome and amazing time. This year of 2017 is a powerful year. It's going to be power-packed. And as I stated, I believe that this is the time and the season that you have been waiting for and you have been longing for. So I want to talk about a few things that while we're in this global shifting, while everything is moving, and this is definitely your year to embrace your brilliance, I just want to remind you to go to the website ilonasanders.com/aura-w, and you want to enroll in our Reset Your Mindset for Success workshop. You want to get that done early. It's a four-part transformation workshop beginning this month. All the information will be there for you when you enroll, and we are on a journey. And we are taking full responsibility for our success because no one else can do this for us. We have to do it ourselves. Don't forget, if it is to be, it is up to me. I posted something on Facebook last week, and it was a short video clip of the late Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was talking about success. And I want to pick up on that today, and I want to talk about busting the success myth, because many times we have things around our thoughts or our perception of success that may not be accurate and may not be true. One of the things that I'm called to do in this empowerment community is to help you to come to a place where you believe in yourself, where that self-belief is activated. You see, as Christian people, quote unquote, or believers, we say that we believe in God and we have a lot of faith in God and belief in God, but we don't believe in ourselves. And you've got to start shifting that so that you're starting to believe in yourself. Why? Because you are awesome, amazing, and unique. And the Spirit of the living God lives within you. There is no difference between the God in heaven and the God that is within you. No difference. And you have to start believing that you are divinely guided and that you're divinely aligned with your true purpose, and you're moving forward, fulfilling your destiny. So I want to talk to you today about being the success that you were created to be. And so right now, right off the bat, I feel led to just break the power of some things that's operating in your mental and emotional realm, and just to break every spirit of inadequacy and insecurity and intimidation and shying back and breaking vows of invisibility. This is your year to embrace your brilliance. That means to embrace you 100%, knowing that you are already accepted. You have already been accepted. None can reject you, beloved. Oh, that is so good right there. None can reject you. You have a right to step up and step out and embrace your brilliance and show up and shine in this world like never before. So I want to talk about be the success you were created to be. I want you to breathe that in. Be the success you were created to be. In order to be the success you were meant to be, there are a few tips I want to share with you to help you break free and stay free from the common mistakes often made when moving forward to fulfill your destiny or fulfill the call that is on your life. Now, the word success is defined by the Word Dictionary as the favorable outcome of something attempted. It enlists the attainment of wealth. It's an action or performance that is characterized by success. It is a person or thing that is successful. Now, many of you understand that on that level, but as I stated, Dr. Miles Monroe shared another definition, and he went a little deeper, and he began to define success as knowing your purpose, and I say activating that purpose, moving forward in that purpose, on purpose. When you are in your zone and you are putting your sass, what I call your sass, that is your strongest authentic spiritual self. When your sass is activated and you start moving forward in your gift, talents, and ability, doing what you know you are here to do, you are successful. Success is not you competing with other people, comparing yourself with other people, counting how much money you have in the bank, because there are a lot of people who have money and who have riches, but they're not wealthy. And they're not successful. They have accumulated some things. They have achieved some things. But that alone does not measure success. What I gave you was a physical, natural, or material definition. But we want to go beyond that to a spiritual definition of what true success is. And there is no true success outside of you identifying your purpose. Who you are. What you're here to do. Get that activated and move out in that. You see, each and every one of us, even though we are connected as a collective body of people on this planet, we still have unique and individualized identities, meaning each and every one of us was divinely encoded with purpose. And we're here for a specific reason to fulfill a specific purpose. And I often say like this, that when God created you, he did such an awesome job. He just broke the mold. There's not another you anywhere. So when we look at success, we know these concepts, but now we have to look at it on a spiritual level. I have something that I call spiritual success. Spiritual success. And I want you to listen and write this down if you can. Spiritual success, now, even though success is really a spiritual thing, I coined the term spiritual success and compounded those two words to give us a little better understanding. when we talk about you being successful or spiritual success, we're talking about a masterful balance of inner and outer intentions and energy management throughout your thoughts, your feelings, and action. It is having the inner foundation in place for the outer manifestation to appear. This spiritual success, then, is the beautiful radiation, the radiating reflection of God working and being seen through your life, ministry, or business. This is you living out of your divine nature. This is you and the Father being one. This is your Christ consciousness being demonstrated in the world. So I said a lot right there, and I want to go back and help you to understand that. Notice the word or the verbiage that I'm using here. Spiritual success is all about having a masterful balance. That's why we're going into this Mindset Mastery Workshop, because you're going to master some things this year. Remember, one of the words that we're meditating on this year is mastery and maturity. So spiritual success is about, it's all about having that masterful balance, listen, between inner and outer intention and manifestation. In other words, we know that everything works from the inside out, not from the outside in. I want you to listen to this carefully. One of the misnomers and one of the myths that we live on, all have lived on for so many years, the myth that we have lived with for so many years, is that we are affected and our life is determined by what's happening on the outside, what we see, what we hear, what we feel, what we understand, what we perceive. But really and truly, in all actuality, your outward is a manifestation of what has first taken place inwardly. So you see, one of the big things in being responsible for your success is that you take 100% responsibility, and that when you look into your outer realm of appearance, if you don't like what you see, if you don't like what's going on, if you don't like what's experiencing, this is a big piece of meat to chew on this early in the morning, but it is the truth with a capital T. You are the creator of it, because it works from the inside out, not from the outside in. And that is a place of freedom and liberation. It's not a place of despair. It's not a place of depression. It's just showing you how powerful you are. So if you look around in your realm of appearance, and if it's good and you said, I want it to be better, or if it's just awful and you want it to be better, listen, you are the creator of it. You have the power to change it. And that's the beauty of the empowerment that we are here to share in this community, that each and every one of us, we are that powerful. You see, we can get by fooling each other as long as we stay closed up, you know, in our homes, or closed up in our church, in our communities, preaching to one another, prophesying to one another, casting devils out of one another. We're pretty safe right there, right? We're never being challenged. But it's time to step outside of all of that, keeping ourselves so small and understanding that the power that we have, it goes beyond our ability to just pray or to shout or to dance or to speak in the other tongue. We are powerful creators. We are powerful manifestors. And we want to tap in and activate spiritual success so that there's a nice balance, a masterful balance now between outer and inner. See, but we want to do it on the next level, where it is producing what we want to see. See, in your conscious mind, you may be thinking one thing, you may want something in your conscious mind, but on that subconscious level, and we're going to teach you all about that, how to master that, control that, take authority over it in our four-part workshop. How to bring up all those old habits, patterns, and cycles to the forefront and transform them into positive cycles and patterns and habits that will yield some success. When we talk about spiritual success, having that inner and outer balance now, we want our outer to reflect what's going on inwardly. And if our outer manifestation is contrary to what's in your conscious mind, then we know that we have to do some work on a subconscious level to get everything to balance out. And that is what spiritual success is about. So let me repeat that so that we're understanding. We want out what's going on in us to balance with what's going on outside, but we want it to be at the level where we are satisfied, where we are happy, where we are in our bliss, where we are peaceful, where we are radiant with joy, when we are reflecting our Christ consciousness to the world in a way where it's positive, where we can be as Peter and John said, maybe, you know, you may not have riches untold, but you have something that you can give to somebody else where you can say, look at me, follow me, take my hand, let me shine this light for you. I may not have money to give you right now in terms of hundreds of thousands of dollars, but I do have something that can set you on the right path that can bring you liberty and freedom to your life. How many know that what Peter and John gave to the man that was at the gate beautiful was worth more than money? When they gave him his healing, his health, his right mind, strength and ability to get up and move forward, you know that that is worth more than money. Oh, I feel that so strongly today, and I feel to just release that and to activate that in your life today. That what God has called us to do and what he's called us to release now in this world, money cannot buy it. That's why the old folks used to sing the song, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away." You see, beloved, all this that we have in our rich inner life of the kingdom of God within, the world did not give it to us. So that's all we're saying when we say it's not from the outside in. See, the world can't give you the joy, the peace, the happiness, the unconditional love, the contentment, the satisfaction, the confidence, the consistency. That doesn't come from the world. All of that comes and flows out of what's already in you. Let's take a good healing deep breath in right there. When you learn to start living out of your divine nature, you're going to see the world differently. You're going to interact with the world differently. You're going to have so much peace and joy. And I want to give you this as a little side note, but this is free today. One of the things I want you to do, and I want you to write this down, I want you to stop believing in the enemy's ability to harm you. I want you to stop believing in people's ability to harm you. In other words, we don't want to have faith in attack. We don't want to have faith in warfare. We don't want to have faith in sabotage. We don't want to put our faith and our energy in an area, in a space where we always think somebody's working against us. Somebody's out to get us. I had a client a few years ago, a private client, that I released from working with because this person refused to shift her mindset from thinking devil, demons, and witches was always doing something to her. Her faith in the enemy's ability to harm her was far greater than her ability to believe that she was divinely protected. And so I want you to take a moment and I want you to meditate today. And I want you to begin to think about what areas are you believing an attack? Are you believing that you're being threatened? Are you believing that the enemy has power over you? Because he doesn't. That a witch, a warlock, a demon, they have power over you. Not true. They have no authority in your life. They don't have a legal right to trespass, right? And as a spiritual success coach, as a transformation coach, I only work with people who are ready to move, who want to see change, who are ready to do what it takes to move forward. And so it wasn't serving me, nor it didn't serve her. And I worked several months. And afterwards, I had to release. At that point, whatever she was investing, whatever the money was, it was not more important than her. And because she wanted to believe, no matter what we did, she would still come back to saying, you know, something happened and this happened and that happened and the other. Why? Because that is where she placed her faith. Her belief in the enemy's ability to harm her was greater than her belief in God's ability to divinely protect her. So as we're moving forward, we don't want to have our faith, our trust, and our belief always on the devil. I told you in 2010 when the Holy Spirit said, take the saints' devil from them. Meaning, always thinking that the enemy is doing something, that the enemy has the upper hand, that he has more power than God. We don't want to be there. We don't want to be there in our faith. We don't want to be there in our mindset and our consciousness. Do you know that, listen, as you become a master at mindset, you will get to a place, the devil really enters my mind, except if I'm teaching something or bringing transformation in a certain area. But in my life on a day-to-day basis, it's not about the enemy. It's not about the devil. See, because when you're stuck in that victim role or that victim mentality, you always think something's being done to you. I heard somebody say this on a Facebook Live clip, is that a turning point in her life was when she shifted asking the question. She said she was in a dark place in her life and she was depressed and just going through a lot of things. And she kept asking, you know, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And all of us have been there where we ask the question, why me? Why is this happening to me? And she said the day that she shifted that question and began to ask, why is this happening for me? She said her whole life changed. That was a turning point in her life. That's a good place to just say yes. Because, beloved, everything that you experience, and remember, number one, you are the creator of it. It's coming from another dimension in you that you may not even be aware or conscious of. So when you start asking the question, why is this happening for me? Then you begin to ask the question that I tell all my clients to always ask when you're in a difficult situation. What is being shown to me? Because, see, your outer realm of appearance is always demonstrating to you, right, what's going on within. It is a reflection of the way that you're thinking and believing unconsciously. Remember last week we talked about that unconscious belief system. So what's in your realm of appearance is a reflection and is showing you what you're thinking and you're believing on another level that you may not even be conscious of. That is so good right there. So you start asking the question, what's being shown to me? What is this showing me? What is this saying? So an exercise that you can do today when you look around in your outer realm of appearance, that's your world, your environment around you. And when you look at something that you are totally 100% displeased with, that you feel is a burden in your life, that you feel, you know, I don't know why this won't move or why this is, ask yourself the question, what's being shown to me? What is this here to show me? Because listen, I want you to understand this. Everything is working for your good. Everything in the spiritual law, in the universe, the angels that have been assigned to you, the prophetic word, the rhema word, the logos word, everything here is working together for your good. It is. It's to bring you to the place of liberty and freedom. So wherein you were saying, well, you know, this was tragic. This was horrible. How could that be working for me? What is the good in that? You've heard many people testify that the worst place in their life actually turned out to be the best place in their lives because they began to think differently, see differently, understand things differently. So ask the question, what's being shown to me? So in order for us to be the success that we're meant to be, and we're going to have to pick this up because there are many things I want to bring out about this. You have to take 100% responsibility now for what you see in your outer realm. Don't blame anybody. Let everybody off the hook. That's what I say forgiveness is. Let them off the hook. You see, what will begin to happen, beloved, is that whoever you're blaming and whatever you think is the reason or the cause for what you're seeing in your life, what's going to happen is that God is so gracious, life is so gracious, it will allow all those things to be moved out of your way. They will drop off out of your life, and when it still doesn't leave, you will see you're left with you. And when you're left with you, you will see that you were the creator of it. Even situations that you feel that's so hard and so unfair. I ask the question to myself when I am challenged like that. Why am I allowing this? You see, I don't go to the person and say, you know, why are they still here? Why are they in my life? Why are they doing this? And why are they doing that? And they so dirty. And they, no, none of that. Right? I'm the creator of this. Why am I allowing this? Why is this person able to do this in my environment? Why am I allowing this repeated offense? I'm allowing it. People can only do to you what you allow, what you believe you deserve, what you believe you're worthy of. Oh, I said a whole lot. I'm going to stop right here. Listen, I went and got our Fresh Start Activation Prayer, number one, and I just want to read that in your hearing today to refresh us of some things that this was released to us in 2010. And I just want to refresh myself on some things. Fresh Start Activation Prayer number one. Today, I make a commitment to myself and to God that I will move forward and fulfill destiny. I choose to release old mindsets of lack and limitation. I call forth the divine light of the Holy Spirit to expose and eliminate every enemy to my success and prosperity. I release all soul ties, associations, and affiliations that will hold me hostage to a life of stagnation and procrastination. I break the power of all mental blockages and invisible prisons of fear and intimidation. I now set a watch at the door of my mouth. I release murmuring and complaining, judging and criticizing, gossip and slander, envy and strife, bitterness and jealousy. Today, I will not blame anyone or anything for what appears to be lacking in my life. My life is a divine reflection of God dwelling in me. I release laziness, procrastination, lethargy, slothfulness, and inertia. Any and all things that will prevent me from moving forward and taking bold, decisive, and authentic action. I affirm I am now alert and attentive, and I open myself to receive divinely inspired ideas that will prosper me. I welcome these ideas. I embrace them. I write them down, put them into action, and I use them. I am made in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, I am a creative being and a co-creator with God. I take firm action today to speak and change my world. I am well able to perform that which God has sent me here to do. I dedicate myself, my time, my resources to advancing God's agenda through me. I command all my good to come to me now without delay. I now walk in divine love, peace, joy, wealth, and health. And it is so. That is our Fresh Activation Prayer number one. If you have those, if you go to the website and click on the Early Morning Empowerment banner at the bottom and enroll, when you enroll, the thank you page comes up. And I believe these three, there are three Fresh Start Affirmation prayers there. You can download those, print them out, and you can have copies of that as well. All right, beloved, our time is up for today. Don't forget to go to ilonasanders.com/RW for Reset Workshop, and the information is there, and you can enroll. And I cannot wait for us to get down to some nuts and bolts in our Mindset Mastery community. It is going to be a ball. We're going to have a private group where we can talk back and forth. There will be video and action sheets, and it's just going to be really great for us. So I'm looking forward for us spending that time together in our Mindset Mastery community. All right, don't forget to share this on your Facebook page, your Instagram page. Tell somebody that we are here again tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern Time in this early morning empowerment community. And I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day. Go out and make it an amazing and awesome day. Bye now. For joining us today, please go over to ElonaSanders.com, ElonaSanders.com, and download your copy of today's message.